welcome once again to the Pokemon Rewind Podcast. We are going through the Pokemon anime, and to spice it up a little bit, we just pick a random story arc, and we go through said story arc until we're done, and then we move on to a new story arc. The current story arc that we are in is the first story arc that we've been going through, and that is, of course, the Orange Islands story arc. We're actually almost through... Almost there. We're almost there. Not quite, but we're almost there.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
We're getting there. And today is a very special occasion. Because today, we actually have an episode today where Ash goes for a badge. I'm so happy. Oh my God. She's going for a badge. Okay. I'm done now.
It's about time.
It's about time.
About time, Ash.
And to join me in this special occasion, of course, I have Sayoko! Yay!
He said my name just took a drink of water. It didn't work. Hi, it's me! I'm here. It's very exciting.
So, she's gonna join us. I know I actually promised her that I would make sure that I had this episode specifically for her, because I know she loves Misty.
I do love Misty.
So, anytime I have a Misty-eccentric episode, I definitely want her to be part of it.
Yeah.
But this one, I think, is gonna be really fun. We don't have any kind of site news today or any kind of Pokemon news as of right now. I know that we've been teased that Korokoro is going to be showing off Pokemon stuff.
But who knows?
Soonish.
But
soonish. So I don't know. But if we do, I might add it right now. Okay, I guess we had some news, or I guess not. All right. So. Let's get into our episode. Today's episode, of course, is episode 21 of our story arc, but is the 103rd episode of the anime, and that episode is called Misty Meets Her Match.
Dun, dun, dun!
Say that three times fast. Misty Meets Her Match. Misty, no, we can't say it.
We can't do it.
All right, so
Misty
anyways.
Meets Her Match. Misty Meets Her Match. Nope. Okay, Mister, and then we're going to go back to Mr. Mime like that. Like, Mr. Mime! Mr.
Mime!
Mime, Mime, Mime! Mime!
So anyways, this episode again is the 103rd episode of the Pokemon anime. It premiered on September 9th, 2000.
That's a jump from May to 2000. That's a jump.
Yeah, that is a jump from episode to episode. I guess the U.S. is a little bit... I don't know.
Poor kids.
I blame all of them. I blame everybody. So we talk a little bit about different things in this episode I wanted to bring up. First, we have a mysterious Pokemon that is shown in today's episode that Tracy kind of finds. And obviously we all know that this Pokemon is Elekid.
Elekid is
actually one of my favorite design-wise. I love how it just looks.
It's a good design.
Recently, for Christmas episode of the webcomic that I do, Tales from the Game Grid, I had an Elekid, or however you say it, in this kind of group they're kind of like a gang, but like a good gang that goes around, does good things, and helps people and whatnot. So it's led by a Meowth, and a Krokorok, and an Elekid. So there you go. I'm sure they'll probably pop up eventually again.
Sometime.
Anyways, but I like it. I love the design of it. We get to see a mysterious picture of it. And then, of course, not long after this episode in Japan, they premiered Pikachu's, the second Pikachu short that they did, which was Pikachu's Rescue Adventure?
Something like that, yeah. It played before Pokemon 2000.
Yeah, and that was Elekid's...
Debut.
To the world.
His debut song. Along with Bellossom, because Bellossom's in that. I remember that. I thought that was... She was the cutest little thing.
And she had that song.
Bellossom. It was something like that.
Something around those lines. Anyways, that another hint to the actual video games throughout the episode today is when Misty and Rudy have their kind of like ballroom dance that they have near the beginning of the episode. We'll get to that. The music that they're dancing to is actually the Surf theme from the actual games, which I thought was kind of neat.
That's awesome.
Of course, one of the things I dislike about a lot of the music in here is, especially when these older episodes, is they tend to take the music that they used originally, whatever that music was, and they just replaced it with stock, you know, Americanized, you know, pop songs or whatever. Not that I have a problem with that, it's just that's not the music that was originally intended for the actual scene.
Yes, so, well, it's for kids. They have to Americanize everything.
Yeah. And so, the next thing is, at the very beginning here, we're going to see Ash and company on a boat. You're going to see it very quickly, but on the back of the boat, it's marked PM-103.
I noticed that.
Of course, that stands for the episode's number, which is Pokemon, the 103rd episode. So I thought that was
kind of sneaky.
So we actually have a featured Pokemon this week.
Electabuzz evolves from Elekid at level 30 and evolves to Electivire when traded holding an Electrizer.
Yeah, Electrizer.
Electrizer sounds scary.
Mm-hmm.
Has a height of 3 feet and 7 inches and weighs 66.1 pounds.
So he's kind of light. Even though he's like a human-sized... He's not even like human... He's not even,
yeah,
like,
he's actually really weight. I mean, 3 feet and 66 pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks so huge.
Yeah, he does. That's, like, that's really another weird Pokemon that's very disappointing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So, Magmar and Electabuzz are seem to be counterparts. Both evolve at level 30 and both went from their babies to, like, Magmi evolves to Magmar and Elekid evolves to Electabuzz at level 30. And both have to evolve via being traded while holding a certain item. They can both learn Thunder Punch at the same time at level 29.
Yes, they both can learn Thunder Punch at level 29.
That is really weird, but not Fire Punch. All right. Uh-huh. Elekid and Electivire designs are similar to an AC power unit. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, yeah, with Elekid's little thing right there.
Yeah,
now, right?
And if you look at Electivire's back, he has the symbol for like a plug.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does. Electabuzz is likely based on the Japanese Oni, which are a horned ogre with tiger skin with the tail of a tiger.
And, I mean, obviously Electabuzz doesn't look like an Oni at all. Of course.
He's got stripey things.
To tell you the truth, just on a personal level, I liked Electabuzz. I really liked a lot of the electric Pokemon, and Electabuzz was one of them. I really wanted one. I don't remember which one was in which version. I think Magmar was in red and Electabuzz was in blue, if I remember correctly.
It would only make sense for Magmar being red. I mean, I didn't play the first gen, so I don't know, but it would only make sense.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I played with, between Magmar and Electabuzz, I like Electabuzz better. He's a better physical attacker. He has a better defense. Magmar, I guess because he's a fire type, tends to have a lot of weaknesses. But, you know, because Electabuzz is an electric type, pure electric type, that means he only has one weakness, and that's ground.
Yeah, it's ground.
So, you know, hey, Electabuzz. I love me Electabuzz. I wish I had one. You know, Electivire looks kind of weird. It looks like a big, like...
It's like the Hulk and Elekid had a baby.
Wow. Yeah,
I mean,
that's
true. If you took the two of them and combined them, you'd get Bam Electivire.
So that is our Pokemon for this week, and awesomeness ensues here. So this is not the first time, and will definitely not be the last time we see any of this line. Electabuzz, there's been a lot of Electabuzzes throughout the Pokemon anime history. Elekids, Electabuzzes, all of them. Eventually, when we get into Diamond and Pearl, there is a guy in there, one of Ash's rivals, who has an Electkid, who then evolves to Electabuzz, and eventually into
Electivire.
So, who eventually, in that story arc, there's a guy who has a Magmar, and I bet you can't, guess what happens to that Magmar.
Oh my gosh, he turned into a Magmortar?
Yes, and, guess what else happens? They both fight.
No way.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So, you know, of course we have to have that fight. So.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of fights, I think we should
Oh, yes. Oh, our gym badge. Yes.
Yeah, get our gym badge on you.
So let's get into this episode. And to remind you, this episode is called...
Misty meets her match.
All right, here we go. I'm going to kick it off this time. Here we go. So we're going to start the episode on a boat.
We're on a boat. And it's going fast, and they got an article named Pashmina Afghan.
So I'm guessing they are you know, because they're only a boat ride away from Trovita that
they're a few minutes. According to Nurse Joy in the last episode, it was a few minutes.
Right, so I guess they're just like, well, forget about Lapras. We'll just go on this boat.
Just on the boat, who cares? So, give Lapras a break, man.
Yeah, give Lapras a break. Let's take the ferry boat, which apparently is piloted by Officer Jenny.
I believe
Officer Jenny was the one who said she was going to take him over, so.
So they realize as they're going to the island that it's surrounded by really long, spiky rocks.
Very long, spiky rocks. So, you know, they comment on that briefly. They're just like, hey, look, this island has spiky rocks. Okay, on to the next thing.
I wonder what the gym leader's going to be like.
So, of course, we get, what about the gym leader? What about the gym leader? And
Ash, I love Ash's line. All I hope is that there's someone who's ready to lose, because that's what they're going to do.
Being the ever-confident person that he is.
Sometimes more than he really should be, but yes.
But our conversation is broken by a cries of a little girl who is in the middle of a whirlpool.
No, not whirlpool.
And who is grabbed onto her seal.
Seal.
I love seal. Seal is so cool.
Dugong is legit one of my favorite. Dugong, gong, 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 gong.
So she's been stuck in this. Okay, first of all, how did she get this far out with that seal?
Hey, man, seals. Seals are very powerful swimmers.
I know, but still, so this is my question. So, by the way, let me throw this out again. This is another island with whirlpools. This is the second island we've seen with whirlpools. Okay.
Most useless HM.
All right.
Next to Flash.
This is the second one, and I'm thinking this is a theme because guess who else lives around a whirlpool island?
I think, is it a Pokemon?
Yes.
Is it a legendary?
It is a legendary.
Was there maybe a movie about it?
Yes, there possibly is.
Oh my god,
is.
It's Mewtwo. No, it's Lugia.
Oh, my favorite legendary, Lugia. Oh, yes.
Lugia's your favorite legendary?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, mine's Latias.
Because he's a dragon. Okay. I don't care what his typing is.
Mine's
Latias.
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 I like Latias.
Why do you like Latias?
Because she became my friend in Alpha.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because she became my best friend. Oh. I nicknamed her Harley Quinn, and because they're both adorable and they both can kill you. And we became best friends on a meet, and so I love her. My second favorite legendary though is Victini. Victini, she's cute. Ding.
Yep.
Glory victory.
And the movie isn't too bad either with Victini.
No, it's really cute. I think actually we saw the movie.
Yeah, yeah. I you actually saw it with me.
I did.
Pretty cool.
I think we're at my house.
So, anyways. So, we gotta get back to this girl who's drowning now.
Girl, this girl is drowning. I don't really care about this girl. I do care about this seal, though, and someone save that poor seal.
So, well, this girl is drowning, and so, of course, when our heroes decide, we've gotta save him! We've gotta go get him! We've gotta, oh my gosh, we gotta do something! The poor seal!
That poor seal, man.
So, as this girl is crying out for help, she's crying out for her brother.
And here comes a man screaming out, Mari, which I'm assuming is her brother.
Uh-huh.
Who has fabulously red hair. I mean, that is red hair.
Is it just me, or does he slightly look like Gary?
I mean, maybe that's a clip in the face, maybe I'll get that one. Anyway, so he uses binoculars, sees the boat, and sees Misty, although he doesn't know who Misty is, jump into the water with her Staryu, and Staryu and Misty go swimming for the girl and the seal who are drowning, and she somehow managed to grab them both while still holding on to the Staryu. Ash comes along with his Lapras, saying, yo, climb on, my Lapras is back, yo. And
exactly
this,
those words.
Yes. And this guy is watching this all with his crew, and his crew is all wearing the exact same outfit. And what's really great about this is he's looking, you know, and his sister is safe, but instead of, you know, making sure his sister is okay with her seal, instead he zooms in on Misty and just goes, she's great. You know, your sister almost drowned, but
the girl's
thing to notice is that the girl's hot.
I mean, you know, that's priorities.
That is prime Big Brother material. I mean, wow, my Big Brother was terrible that he wasn't like that. My brother, you know, he cared about me, made sure I came, I assume he would have.
Well,
I mean, I never drowned in his presence. I don't know.
So, you know, I mean, she is safe, so he doesn't have to worry about that. So I guess he went from, okay, she's safe to, oh, that girl's cute.
He didn't even go, oh, look, she's safe. He literally just zoomed in on Missy and went, oh, dang. There's a hottie with a body down there.
Oh, so anyways, as our heroes are bringing the little girl to the main island, who is watching this as well through binoculars?
Oh, I don't know. Who could it possibly be?
Who could possibly be watching it? But of course, Team Rocket, who is just sitting there trying to catch up with everybody.
In their lovely Magikarp submarine.
Of course. They are all living in a Magikarp submarine.
We all live in a Magikarp submarine. But all of a sudden, they're caught in a whirlpool. No, whirlpool. And we just leave them.
They're in the whirlpool. Okay, well, that's going on. So.
Wait, but I have a question. How did they get out of the sewer?
I don't know.
I watched the Japanese episode. I don't know how they did it.
Priorities.
I have to stop everything to figure this out.
Anyways, so. We get, like, this little lecture between, like, Ash and Misty telling this little girl, you know what, it's probably not safe to go out in the water all by yourself.
This is a learning moment brought to you by 4 kids. Have children, currents are bad, swim with other people, and seal.
So we get to the, they get to the ferry, and of course her big brother is yelling out to everybody. And Ash kind of says, yeah, she's fine, don't worry about it. We get a touching reunion.
Aw, she jumps into her brother's arms.
She promises that she'll never swim again alone. He's
just so thankful. But of course, the first thing he goes to is Misty. Of course, that's her name. He's like, oh, my name's Misty. And he just, without even missing a beat, Misty, you're amazing.
with a sparkle filter.
Amen. It's gotta get all shoujo up in here. And all the boys are like, huh?
And Togepi is just like, I don't know what's going on, but this is hilarious.
Togepi's just like, yeah, my mom's the best. Togepi is a mama's boy. And so this guy snaps, and all of a sudden his homies, like, bring in 4 different flowers. And of course, like, the boys, our homeboys, Ash and Trees, are just kind of like, the heck? And Misty's just so happy because, hey, flowers. And then he snaps again for music, and his homie starts playing music.
On a boombox.
On a 90s style boombox.
Yeah.
And asking for her pleasure, he takes her Togepi, gives it to Ash, and literally straight up starts doing the most awkward dance ever with Misty. All in the while with a sparkly background.
With the sparkle filters. So right off the bat, he's like, you are awesome. I think you're awesome. You're an awesome Pokemon trainer. You're just awesome. And, you know, he doesn't skip a beat, this guy. You know, he doesn't beat around the bush.
He does not.
And he's just like, you should stay here on this island and train all the people who are here with me. This will be awesome.
Everything will be so awesome. Honored. I'd be so honored if you would train at my humble gym with me. And of course, all of a sudden, Mr. like, wait a minute, you're the gym leader?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, is that a shock or something? I'm like, yeah, because we don't know who you are, so, okay.
You're a stranger who literally just, like, took my child from my arms, grabbed me, and started dancing with me. I don't know you.
To the surfing theme, by the way.
to the surfing theme. Hey, if that's not romantic, I don't know what it is.
But I have to say that this guy, I've met guys who are quick before in real life, but I have never met a guy who's this quick.
He's just like, bam, girl. Flowers, dancing, live with me for life. Splash Wars is kind of like, yo, I'm here to challenge you for an Orange Leeds gym badge. And he is ignored.
He is completely ignored as he's dancing.
As this gym leader is telling Misty, you know, giving her all the compliments, being like, oh, yeah, come on. You're not just a good trainer, you're a great dancer. You're so hot, girl. Girl, you're so fine. I want to make you mine.
The funny thing I thought was that his little sister's like, hey, brother, he wants to challenge you. Can he kind of do that? You know, he saved my life.
Do you know what this is? She's what? Mokuba to his Setokai.
Shut up, Mokuba.
on that Seto just wants to do whatever he wants and Mokuba's like, no, Big Brother, we have to do this thing the right way. Fine, Mokuba, fine. You're welcome for that comparison. Little cute red-haired child becomes Mokuba. You're welcome. If you don't know who Mokuba is, this is a Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference. Run away now. Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be just... Wouldn't it be just easier if we brainwashed them, Seto? Shut up, Mokuba. Oh, you go, Bridge. Okay, so we're moving on now. So, I mean, even his sister's like, yeah, you're kind of not being polite here.
Also, can we talk about the face we paused him on?
Okay, yeah, we paused him on a face.
We paused him on a face.
Gary.
It looks like he's got Gary's face, but he has, like, the biggest forehead. And as someone with a big forehead myself, he's got a giant forehead.
Looks alien-like.
He does, actually. It's a little disturbing. Again, as someone with a big forehead, this is a little disturbing.
I wonder if they photoshopped that. It looks kind of photoshopped.
It does, actually, because it straight up looks like Gary Oak's face.
Yeah.
With this short red hair.
And, of course, you know, Ash is like, you're being rude to me. I can't stand this. I'm here for this gym battle.
And then this random guy, whose name we still don't know, by the way, is like... Well, you're the one being rude. You're interrupting my moment with Misty.
With this hot chick. Come on.
He at least knows her name. He at least knows her name. Let's give him that. Okay. That is the one thing I will give him. He knows her name.
And then he flashes back and is like, you're being rude. And he's like, Ash is like, me?
It's you. And it just becomes a whole, it's me, it's you, it's me, it's you, it's you.
And then, of course, he turns it around and says, not rude. Rudy, that's my name. Don't wear it out. Again, another late 90s reference. Yay!
the late 90s. And he, like, does a jig and a kick and a hair flip. Like, Justin Bieber hair flip.
Like, very Justin Bieber.
And Ash just has to prove, like, I'm ready. I've earned 2 freaking badges, and I'm ready to fight you, stupid person.
While he's owning Togepi, by the way.
Yep.
Which looks so
and
funny.
He's like, cool, that's great and all, but okay, I'll accept your challenge, but you gotta pass a test first. Which, I don't know what's with these Orange League people, gym leaders, with all their tests. But this one makes me think of Claire back in Pokemon, you know, Gold and Silver, who after you beat her was like, nope, you gotta do this other thing before I give you my badge. I'm like, no, I beat you fair and square. Give me my badge.
Oh, yes, I remember Claire. I was a little ticked off myself. I was like, what? Ah, fine, I'll go do your... thing that you want me to do. And, you know, I did it. I'm like, give me that badge, girl.
Generation 2. My favorite generation, but it's just full of...
surprises.
Of female gym leaders just not wanting to give you badges. Yeah. Or making you work extra for your badges. No, think about it. Whitney was just crying.
Oh.
Jasmine would not fight you until you healed Amphi the Ampharos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Claire just straight up was like, no, I will not admit defeat until you do this one thing.
Right, and then of course later on we get Flannery, who is just a brand new gym leader, and she's just like, "Welcome to my gym!" And you're just like, "Oh, calm down a little bit there, just tone it down."
Yeah, isn't that third gen?
Yeah, that's third gen. Okay. I'm making the point that this is probably maybe a theme that they just continue on. I don't know.
Anyways,
so we get this whole all right. You know, the little girl's like, good luck, Ash.
You're gonna need it. Thanks, Mokuba.
Thanks, Mokuba.
I forgot her name, but her name starts with an M. Her name is not Mokuba. Anywho, so they get on a boat again, and they're going fast, and they got a nautical theme, Pashmina Afghan. And the goal here is he has to knock down targets.
Right. And just this is very similar to kind of the beginning with Sissy.
Yes, it's very much like Sissy.
Unlike Sissy, Sissy was just challenges. This is you're going to prove to me that you can fight me.
Yep.
And which is kind of neat because this is actually, if I believe correctly, this is actually the first Orange Island that's like, okay, let's have a Pokemon battle.
It's not like jump through all these extra hoops.
Right. We just gotta jump through hoops, you know.
Anywho, so he uses Pokemon. And so the first one pops up, and bam, Pikachu, Thundershock.
And Pikachu, of course, hits it, because, you know, he's Pikachu.
Because Pikachu is amazing. And, of course, Ash is all like, yo, Rue, did you see that? But what's Rudy doing? Staring into Misty's eyes. Because, you know, they're like diamonds, but lovelier. That is an exact quote. That hurt me inside.
It hurt. I do admit that the compliments of her colors are really cool, but I don't know if I would say they were diamonds exactly.
I mean, her eyes are blue.
Teal. They're teal. Kind of a
blue. Teal is a blue color. Or a green color.
Semantics.
Anywho, so Ash is pissed because he wants people to pay attention to him, and so he tosses out the wrong Pokeball, and it's Charizard.
Oh, boy.
Problem is, Charizard isn't really good at obeying things yet.
Yeah, we are getting there. He said he goofed. Do you think he pulled out Charizard?
The look on his face is pretty much like, oh man, I messed up.
I screwed up. So he had a Misty moment apparently, because Misty does that a lot apparently.
With Psyduck. So of course Charizard comes back at them and does a flamethrower at them. And burning Rudy in the process.
Burning Misty by accident.
Yeah.
And then
Misty's just like, Ash, you ruined my moment. You just want attention.
At least this isn't one of those ones where, like, Misty comes and, like, bops him or anything like that. She's just angry and just like, that was stupid.
And of course, Rudy's like, can't you control your Pokemon? You're so lame. And of course, who should pop up out of the water from nowhere? But Team Rocket.
Yeah. Team Rocket is popped up and they're ready and they're... They don't even know where they are right now.
They're just somewhere. I mean, do they ever really know?
Well,
do any of us really know where we are?
This is a good point. especially for Jesse and James. Anyways.
We're all just wandering around in the great circle of life.
Oh, boy.
It's the circle of life.
We won't get sued, okay? Anyways, so Jesse and James come out and they start actually just kind of doing their motto.
Kind of. And then all of a sudden they stop.
Right, and then they stop and he's like, oh, I guess this must be Trovita River. Which is, I guess, a river that's inside the island, of
course.
That
would make sense.
That would make total sense. And, of course, Jesse and James are not to be deterred. They are going to do their motto.
They will.
Dang it. But, of course, then Jesse spots Ash, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got him now. They don't know we're here. We're going to totally surprise them. And James is like, the target is right in our face.
And then drops down a target that Ash is supposed to hit. Comedy!
Comedy gold. And we get Squirtle, who pops out.
Squirt.
And Squirtle, who is also a expert in marks, Squirtle, shoots the target. Then knocks a tree right on top of Team Rocket, blasting them off.
Ah, there you go. Not, you know, having them drop in the sewer.
Yeah, you know.
Twinkle.
And I love it that Ash is like, Tracy, I just saw what I thought I saw, right?
Did that actually happen?
And Tracy's like, maybe. Yeah, that possibly could happen.
And Pikachu goes right straight into action. Pikachu's like, guys, come on.
Focus here. We got so targets here.
Pikachu and Squirtle, man, they're doing their thing. They're hitting those targets. And Bulbasaur comes out somehow magically. And Razor leaves things up. And man, we got them all. We are awesome. And Rudy's like, huh, fine.
Still sitting next to Misty, so it's all right.
But Misty's enjoying herself. And so he looks at her and he's unhappy that she's enjoying herself. She knows that.
Because we have a love triangle here, I guess.
Not really. It's more like a love line with Ash just over here in the corner. It's a love V. Because, no. Hear me out.
Okay, all right.
So Misty is the bottom of the V, right? She's down here.
Right.
You
have one arrow pointing to Rudy, apparently.
Yes, obviously. But hold on, no. I need to fix this. Hold on. No,
okay, all right. We're going to fix this. Well, you're fixing this. I'm going to continue on.
You continue. I'm going to continue. I'm going to make this anagram, this example work.
Okay, so they're at the Pokemon Center, and Ash is like, yeah, I knew I'd do it. My Pokemon are awesome. Now we're ready for this match. And, of course... Rudy's like, all right, you did it. All right, so here's what we're going to do. So if you want to get this badge, you have to pick 3 different Pokemon that have to be 3 different elements. And so Ash is like, no problem. Pikachu is my electric type, Squirtle, who is my water type, and Bulbasaur, who is my grass type. Boom. And, of course, also being his his most loyal Pokemon, of course.
Because, God, Lapras can't do anything apparently besides be a boat.
Poor Lapras.
I don't even know what the Pokemon he has with him on. And Charizard.
No, he has Muk, too.
Well, we assume he has Muk, we don't know.
I'm probably sure that that Ash probably switched for Snorlax. So, because he has Snorlax at this point, so...
Anywho, so then Rudy invites Misty to stay for dinner.
Oh.
And, of course, Mokuba, a.k.a. Mari, the little sister, goes, oh, yeah, my brother's a really good cook. Come, you must stay. And Misty's just kind of like, oh, okay.
And the little sister is just like, you've got to come, and just like...
Fun fact, she's totally pushing on Misty's butt, so it's kind of awkward for me. Anyway, so the boys are just kind of like, okay, bye, Misty, okay, bye. It's been fun.
Even Pikachu is just sitting there. Even Pikachu is just sitting there like,
Misty, why would you leave me? I'm a cute one.
I'm a cute one.
Who's that Pokemon?
This time we got,
it's Scyther! Scyther!
We already talked about Scyther earlier. So we're back at the Pokemon Center, I would assume.
Yeah, it's Pokemon Center.
It has a Pokemon, and Pikachu's eating some Pokemon food.
All the food.
While Ash and Tracy apparently have eaten...
fast food.
Eaten at McDonald's. I can speak English.
Yep, it's some kind of fast food joint.
Apparently there's a McDonald's in this Pokemon Center.
Okay, well, we don't know if it's a McDonald's, but there's some kind of fast food joint by the... It is a vending machine there in the background.
Yeah,
so
it could be that, too. So they're talking to Professor Oak.
And Ash is bragging about how easy this is going to be. And, of course, Oak is like, oh, you're doing very well, Ash. But don't get overconfident now.
Oh, what was it? Wonderful. 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 Pokemon Snap, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Wonderful.
Wonderful. And anyway, so Ash is talking about, but Tracy interrupts him to show him this drawing, how he did, and of something that he saw in the woods. And he wasn't sure what it was, but it maybe might be a Pokemon. But really, they don't know what it is. When clearly, spoiler alert, it's an Elekid.
Yep, it's definitely an Elekid. I looked up a little bit about this episode, and this episode came about probably about a month or so before they actually officially announced Gold and Silver. So this was like their tease to Gold and Silver, like,
sneaky, sneaky.
But this is, like I said earlier, this is also before they premiered the short. So so with Bellossom, and I actually, technically, to tell you the truth, I like Bellossom better than I like Vileplume.
Bellossom is the best. I love me some Bellossom. I enjoy what Vileplume is inspired off of. Do you know what Vileplume is inspired from?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they're a Falia flower, which is terrifying.
Right.
So I enjoy that, but I like Bellossom is just adorable.
Yes.
The little flowers in her head, and they spin. And she dances.
Bellossom.
Yep.
But anyway, so Ash is kind of like, well, he just screwed with my talk with
You know, I'm paying for this call, so, you know, don't talk too long now.
Because Tracy being the ever-present fanboy. He's talking, I guess, is talking about this new Pokemon he's discovered.
Maybe he's
going. And Oak is kind of like, I don't know, could be something else. But it could be a Pokemon, because it probably is.
Spoiler alert, it totally is.
It totally is a Pokemon.
And we switch back to the gym, where Misty, Rudy, and Mokuba have had a nice, lovely dinner with Togepi.
Togepi is eating out of a wine glass, which is absolutely fancy. Hilarious.
And man, apparently everything was delicious. So man, Rudy, you know, he can dance, he can eat dinner, and Mokuba, Mari, has a secret. She's always wanted a big sister just like Misty.
Because
you see, she's always been surrounded by the boys. Uh-huh. But, you know, by her big brother and his friends. And she loves them and everything. But she's the only girl. And she doesn't want to be the only girl. And so she has a great idea.
Uh-huh.
Why doesn't Misty become her big sister and stay here forever?
Forever.
And Rudy's like, oh, let's change the subject. He's not ready for commitment yet.
Even though he's already asked Misty to do this.
He has. But he doesn't want to push her. Even though he's already pushed her.
Right.
And he's about to push her more. Take it away, Josh.
All right. So we get our Pokemon, and they're dancing to, in the English version, which is the the dance remix version of the Pokemon theme.
It's pretty fantastic, actually. Pokemon, Mon, Pokemon.
They just repeat Pokemon over and over again. No lyrics, just that.
Hey, that is a lyric.
Well,
the one singular lyric. The one
singular lyric.
There's all these Pokemon dancing. The best one by far is the Ninetales.
Who is on its hind legs.
Tails is rocking the heck out.
I've never seen a Ninetales on its hind legs like that. That is pretty cool.
So Misty is shocked.
Yeah.
This is like what the Pokemon are all dancing. And Rude is like, listen, I don't think you should just teach Pokemon like their moves. I think that their abilities can improve and change when you teach them something new. And I'm like, that's actually
kind of
cool.
Yeah, which is kind of per game if you really think about it. Yeah. Because if you take a Pokemon who's weak against, let's say a fire Pokemon who's weak against water, if you verse him against water Pokemon, he kind of builds a resilient, not a complete resilience because it still is his weakness, but he can kind of take those hits a little bit better. Especially with Pokemon and Me now, you can get closer to your Pokemon, and your Pokemon will actually take hits for you. I remember my Goodra was, me and my Goodra were very, very close. So I love it when she popped out. She would always like turn and look at me and be like, yeah, let's do this.
Latias says that with me, and she's just like, I love you, Stacey, we can do this. And I love you, Latias, we can go do this. And then she gets all the crit hits because she knows how much I need her to do a crit hit, and so she'll do it just for me.
Yeah, so...
And not for anybody else. You hear me? Latias loves me the best.
Just and, me. And I always pictured my Goodra being like, kind of like James's Victory Bell, yes. Where he would like kind of chomp on his hand a little bit. I always thought it was like when she pops out, she would like run right to me and give me this like big slimy hug and be like, ah!
And you're just like, thanks, Goodra. Thanks,
Goodra.
I gotta do laundry again.
I've been slimed. Oh, thank you for the reference. All right, so moving on. anyways, but nothing going back to the episodes.
The ooze, you don't me. Sorry, that was a Smurf reference. You're welcome.
There we go. So, he's kind of showing off, obviously, to Misty.
Obviously.
He's showing off that he's this wonderful trainer, and Mokuba is like,
Mari.
This is why my brother is like the best Pokemon trainer like ever of all time.
Because he gives them dance lessons.
So, of course, he then asks Misty to dance with him again. Again.
Because this is how you get the girls, boys, and girls, is to dance.
And of course, Mokuba grabs Togepi and starts dancing.
Dance, dance, we're falling apart at halftime.
I wonder what kind of 90s music we could pop in besides the Pokemon dance theme. New Kids on the Block.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Backstreet Boys. Everybody. Wait, no. Play it. I'm so ready. Ready?
Okay,
play
right, right.
Everybody. Yeah.
It actually kind of fits.
Everybody. It kind of does, actually. So, of course, then Rhodey's just like, yo, it'd be totally awesome, Misty, if you just stay here forever. Because, you know, Mari would be happy if you did.
Because
Mari would be happy. Because Mokuba would be so happy.
And she starts blushing, too.
And she's like, I don't know, you guys. He's just like, please, think about it. And give me your answer after the match tomorrow. So see, this is how he's doing it. He's doing it through his little sister.
Right.
Totally had like a powwow with her before and said, yo, Mari, yo, Mokuba. If you don't want me to say, shut up, Mokuba, to you anymore. You're gonna, like, tell Misty how much you want her to stay, and she'll be guilted into it. Good, you got it? But big brother, shut up, Mokuba.
Shut up, Mokuba. But yeah, I totally agree. And is it just me, or does Misty have that kind of dreamy-eyed look in her eyes when she's kind of like, I don't know about this, and kind of like, I'll think about it.
I'll think about it, I guess.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have to come back to Team Rocket, because Team Rocket are very important to this episode.
They're by far the most important part of the episode.
And somehow, even though they were hit by a tree trunk...
And then blasted off somehow. They landed on top of one of those spiky rock things.
Yeah, and they're trying, very awkwardly, mind you, to keep their Magikarp sub from falling into the water, which, in my opinion, is like, why don't they just let the Magikarp sub fall into the water?
Because that would be the smart thing to do.
But yeah, it shows Jesse, James, and Meowth all in this awkward position with each other. It's just, it looks like kind of they're playing Twister, if you would think about it. But yeah, so as they're all sitting there, Jesse's, the end of Jesse's hair brushes up against Meowth's nose.
I assume he has a nose.
Well, anyways, which, by the way, they've already joked the fact that he has no nose, but apparently he has a nose.
Shh. You're questioning it again.
All right. So anyways, so Meowth, of course, does a sneeze, which knocks
and
the
apparently
sub.
That sneeze was so huge that it knocks the sub into the water, and they're just trapped in Whirlpool again.
And
they're whirling round again.
And so now it's morning time.
Morning time.
And we get a balloon with our all of our onlookers, which, by the way, you said that all of them have the same shirt. Tracy almost is wearing that same shirt.
I know. It's almost the same green. It's a little disturbing. So we got three of... Rudy has like four homeboys. Three of them are in the hot air balloon. There's Mari, Mokuba, there's Misty and Tracy, and then... Rudy's other homeboy is, like, on a Pidgeotto.
Who actually sounds like Rudy, but just more nasally.
Yeah. probably the exact same voice actor.
Right.
And is providing commentary. So Ash is just kind of like, Rudy, you get your game on.
It's our Western standoff, you know, because they're staring at each other. Yeah, we get the whole good, bad, the ugly thing going on here. Pikachu's ready for battle. He's sitting there and he's like, girl, let's do this. I'm ready for you.
I'm gonna fight you, bro.
Come at me, bro. That's right. I said it.
Have you even been lifting?
Pikachu even when Ash points and says, I challenge you, Pikachu is like, yeah. Yeah.
Points along with it.
I'm Rudy, coming
of course,
you.
Hair flips. And it's like, yeah, I'll fight you, even though you got no chance.
You got no chance.
We'll start with an electric Pokemon.
And so they decide to start with the electric types. So, of course, Ash pitches Pikachu. And we get Electrobuzz, our featured Pokemon. Yay. So Electrobuzz comes out and...
He's not good at his voice.
I really like his design still, and the fact that he looks like an Oni is even cooler.
Yeah.
So, you know, he looks like a giant furry ogre.
Right.
With tiger stripes and whatnot.
Yeah, it's very cool. So Pichu starts with the battle with a Thunderbolt, but of course, as Electabuzz is a electric type,
yeah,
doesn't do a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, it probably even charges him pretty much. Yeah. So, you know, being an electric type and not having any kind of hits. So, and being this time, Pikachu doesn't have any kind of physical attacks like he does in previous and future seasons. Because in future seasons, he has Iron Tail.
Right. Double Team, doesn't he?
Double Team. What else does he have? I guess you can kind of say Volt Tackle is another...
That's an electric physical attack.
Right, an electric physical attack. But anyways, so Pikachu doesn't have that right now. All he has is electric tech. He has Thundershock, Thunderbolt, Thunderwave.
But this next one he's going to use is physical.
Right. So, of course, Ash is like, these aren't going to work. And Pikachu's like, well, what am I going to do now? What exactly do you want me to do? And so, I forgot. Pikachu has Quick Attack. So, no. Of course... Pikachu uses his Quick Attack, which we get our usual him, you know, disappearing and reappearing, disappearing and reappearing.
But Electabuzz also uses Quick Attack. Uh-oh, they two collide. To stomach on. And Electabuzz makes it.
Uh-huh. And now Electabuzz uses Thunder Punch, which, man, decks Pikachu right in the chest, man. That ain't...
And Pikachu almost falls off the edge of the cliff. But Ash runs and just barely catches him.
Just barely gets him off, and Pikachu's safe. It's too beat up to continue. So we don't even get the usual swirl eyes that we get when they get knocked out.
Yo, Pikachu is too special for that.
Right. So we get back to the balloon where our onlookers are looking all at this, and Mokuba... A.K.A. Mari is like, see, I told you my brother's like the best. Woo-hoo.
He's really the best Pokemon trainer ever.
And Misty is kind of just like, she doesn't really know what to think because she doesn't know whether to cheer for Ash or to cheer for Rudy, or she's really just like in denial, which is not a river in Africa.
She just doesn't know what to do. She just doesn't know. She's like, well, do I vote for Rudy? Do I vote for Ash? I don't know what to do. There's a cute boy, but then there's this other cute boy. I don't know what to do.
And, you know, Mokuba then asks her, hey, so what were your brother and you talking about last night when you were dancing? And Misty kind of blushes a little bit.
Oh, just things.
Oh, just things.
That's like the best line ever. Flashback.
Oh, we get a flashback of to a scene that we've already seen before.
Like five
so we didn't ago. Need to see this already.
Yeah, well, it's just a recap of him saying that, you know, he said she could stay because Mari would be happy.
And of course we get those starry eyes because we don't know exactly what she's thinking yet. But she's still kind of struggling with this whole idea of whether she should go with Rudy or whether she should go with Ash. And whatever she doesn't really know.
So second battle is between the grass type, or as they put it, grass elements. So of course Ash does Bulbasaur and Ba-ba. Rudy does Exeggutor.
Exeggutor. Yeah.
Which is already, it's a grass psychic versus a grass poison, so that's a problem.
Yeah, that's already a problem. So, but we're not going to bring that up in this episode. No.
So Rudy asks for music and Exeggutor starts dancing like crazy. Bulbasaur does a razor leaf and thanks to his fancy footwork, Exeggutor is able to evade them.
And Bulbasaur is like, oh crap.
So Exeggutor's getting closer and closer with his dancing. And Bulbasaur tries for another razor leaf. But again, Exeggutor man with his fancy dancing just keeps dodging it.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, Tracy then does, you know, be Captain Obvious. And is like, I can't believe it! He's dodging it because he's dancing! Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. We couldn't see that already, but thank you.
Then Exeggutor does an egg bomb attack, which totally, man, almost wipes Bulbasaur out, man.
Well, which doesn't make sense since it's a grass type move. It won't.
Anyway, all of a sudden, the back's against the wall or against the gorge, really. And Ash all of a sudden commands him, use your sleep powder attack.
Now, had this been done in Generation 6, this wouldn't have worked.
No.
But since it's first gen, you know, we're just going to let it slide. So he does sleep powder. Sleep powder goes all over the Exeggutors, and Exeggutor slows down. And Tracy can't watch as her Exeggutor starts falling asleep. And of course, Bulbasaur's sleep powder did work. And then we get a shot of Team Rocket for some reason, for science.
Climbing up to the top of this rock where the Pokemon match is happening.
What is their plan exactly? I mean, I know it's Team Rocket, but what is their plan exactly?
They're just trying to survive.
I mean, are they going to go up there and be like, all right, dudes, we're stealing your Pokemon.
They're just trying to survive.
Go, Exeggutor! Well, that's it. So, anyways, they're trying to get up here. They're trying to get to the top of the spire. And just when they feel that they're almost there, of course, what happens next? But the giant Exeggutor falls down the cliff somehow. And knocks them down. But Bulbasaur saves the Exeggutor using his vine whip. Because reasons.
Because Bulbasaur's a nice guy. So this second match goes to Ash and Bulbasaur.
Because Exeggutor is now asleep and cannot battle.
Because that's a thing in Pokemon games.
Exactly. Because that is exactly a thing in Pokemon games. So we're all proud of Bulbasaur. Yay, Bulbasaur. Pikachu's even proud of Bulbasaur. And Mokuba can't believe that this has happened to her big brother.
My big brother never loses!
So now it's tied up. Thank you, Tracy, for, again, that commentary. And, of course, even Togepi is excited about this.
Togepi's excited about everything.
Right? Yeah, this is a true statement. But Togepi is a good Pokemon, just throwing it out there.
Hey, man, Togekiss is fantastic.
I know.
Togekiss.
Oh, my gosh. So Rudy is like doing this like the speech about, yes, this is it, this is the last battle, and I'm gonna win, and blah blah blah, and whatever.
And it's the best type battle, water type, and it's Ash's Squirtle against Rudy's
Starmie.
Starmie.
Yeah. Ha! Which, can I pause for a second here and say, Starmie sounds like a girl?
In this episode, it's very weird. And which is, I mean, honestly, Starmie shouldn't sound like either gender because Starmie is genderless and doesn't really have a mouth. So how it makes a noise is beyond me. But in this, it has always been a very masculine sounding, you know, huh.
Right.
But in this episode, it's very much a, yeah. It's just like, it's very strange. Anyway, so Rudy dedicates this battle to the girl who saved his sister and stole his heart.
Oh.
And of course, Mari Mokuba is like, oh my gosh, I totally knew that he liked you, Misty. And then Ash is like, yeah, whatever, but I'm going to win this pie fight, so whatever. You can dedicate this to whatever.
Yeah, and Squirtle comes out, and I wish Squirtle would have pulled out his glasses at this point.
That would have been real cool.
That would have been awesome. But, yeah, I hope you gentlemen out there listening to this podcast are not taking notes, because...
As the woman in the situation, don't take notes from this gentleman and this Rudy guy.
I have never seen a guy that worked this fast before. I've seen guys who work fast. I've had to warn people that worked at my location about a specific person who just asked any girl out on dates. Whether you had a boyfriend, husband, didn't matter. Asked everybody. And it got so bad to the point that we had to actually warn every new trainee that came in. Oh, he's gone though. But... But yeah, I've seen guys who work fast, but a guy like this, I have never, have you seen anyone this fast before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And it's like, nope. Goodbye now.
All right, so we get our fight now. We're going back to the fight, and so, of course, Starmie uses water gun, and of course Squirtle also uses water gun because reasons. The water guns then hit, and we get a little tug of war fight, but Rudy calls for music, and again we get the dance theme. He starts dancing it all up with the sparkle filters,
and as the Starmie just dancing away, dodging all those water guns.
Mm-hmm. A special dance that he is dedicating to Misty, apparently. So here we go. Roll the eyes. And Starmie does Thunderbolt. Now, this surprises everyone, which I guess could be a surprise since, they've never really come up to this before. But as a guy who's played the video games many times before, I'm like, oh, Starmie uses Thunderbolt. Okay.
That's legal.
It's legal. So Starmie is using Thunderbolt and is definitely using Squirtle's weakness. Squirtle just, he's fighting it though. He's like, no, this will not.
I will not fall.
I will not fall to this. You hear me? I shall not fall to your thunder. I don't know why it became Shakespeare all of a sudden.
But it did.
So everyone can't believe this is all happening. Mokuba is all excited that her brother is going to win this match. Tracy's just keeps on piling on the fact that Squirtle is a water element type and this Thunderbolt's not going to work. And, all right.
Misty finally makes her decision
and tells Ash that he's not doing the best he can. She knows that he can do better at this. And Ash looks at her and goes, yeah, I'm not stupid. I know this. I got this. And so that, of course, then sends everyone into a tizzy. Mokuba being kind of, what?
You want him to win?
And
Rudy's just like,
you want him to win?
You want him. You don't want me.
So
I quiver.
So Squirtle uses a water gun to propel himself off into the air, and somehow that also brings him over to the spires. But then Squirtle goes into his shell and starts spitting out water from all ends.
And thus, Squirtle learned Hydro Pump.
Yeah! I'm so excited about this. I love Hydro Pump. Hydro Pump is a very cool move, and I love when Squirtle uses it because it looks really cool.
It's kind of random, yeah.
Like, him spinning around with the Hydro Pump kind of just jetting him around. I love it. So Ash is like, yeah! So he's like, Squirtle, do Hydro Pump! And so Squirtle grows into his shell, starts shooting out the water, and somehow this Hydro Pump hits the Starmie and knocks it out. Which, reasons. Science.
Starmie tries really hard, but, he managed to make it up, but then Squirtle uses a Skull Bash attack, and that just sends it Starmie over the edge.
Right.
Starmie just can't hold on.
Yeah, Starmie cannot hold on, and we get a samurai showdown here where the Starmie falls down and Squirtle falls behind it, on his legs, and then he turns around and then slowly but surely Starmie's little gem on him stops glowing, and then we know that Squirtle has won. Yay!
Squirt.
Ash finally got his third badge. Yay!
It can be done.
It can be done. He can be taught. So we finally get a huge victory for Ash again. Ash grabs Squirtle and they kind of celebrate. Squirtle, of course, says, yeah, bro, I got this. I got this. I got Hydro Pump now.
And Rudy, he's at least good about it. He's like, that was awesome, Ash. Like, that was cool. You did a good job.
So, I guess in a way, he's not a complete jerk.
Nah.
Not a complete one. Nah. Maybe partially, but not a complete jerk.
Pretty good jerk, just pushy.
So anyways, his crew and Mokuba and, of course, Rudy are all standing on the beach.
With our crew, with saying our goodbye. Crew,
saying, yo, here's your Spike Shell badge.
I just want a Spike Shell badge. Thank you for reiterating what just got said, Ash.
Right, which I'm going to say this is going to be very hurtful when he puts it on his jacket.
Stab, ow. But then Rudy approaches Misty Rudy approaches Misty and says, I get it. You made your choice. But he gives her a bouquet of flowers anyway and just says, I want you to have these anyway.
Oh, yeah. And Misty's still kind of like, you know, cool, you know. I'm kind of wondering what those flowers are. I'm sorry. I'm just like sitting here. What kind of flowers?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Rudy tells Ash that he's really lucky, and Ash is just kind of like, lucky? I don't get it.
I don't get what you mean here. What is exactly that you're meaning here, sir? Does this have to do with Pokemon? No, it doesn't. So I don't care.
I don't get it. It's not Pokemon. I don't get it.
Even Pikachu's kind of like, what?
Rudy's like, you'll figure it out someday, which actually he won't because Misty will leave and then...
Spoiler alert, Misty leaves.
Spoiler alert.
So, well, we won't get a love interest for a pretty long time. Although, depending on the shipping that you have, because there are people who ship Misty and Ash, yeah. May and Ash...
Brock and Ash. I mean,
Dawn and Ash.
Who's the new girl in Ash?
Serena. Who actually, by far, is probably the closest we've seen, apparently, from my opinion, anyways, because this is the first time I think, and I've seen some of the episodes, this is the first time I think Ash has ever actually reciprocated.
Yeah.
So who knows?
So anyway, our episode ends with Mari Mokuba waving goodbye, saying that, hey, Misty, if you want to come back, we'll both be waiting for you. We'll both be happy to welcome you back.
Yeah, and everyone says goodbye. Pikachu waves goodbye. Lapras can't wave goodbye
because she's swimming. And they swim into the sunset. So Ash won a badge, but Misty also won something. A young man's heart.
And apparently that's important.
Yeah.
So we get the end of the episode. Now, let's talk about this episode real quick. All right, so let's talk about this episode a little bit. Did you like this episode? I'm seeing by your laughing, I'm going to guess that's probably a no.
Trying to think, do I like this episode? Not particularly.
Okay, all right.
It's not a terrible episode.
No.
But, I mean...
It's very...
It's funny. If a kid, I probably would have liked it, because it was just... Because all I cared about was Misty episodes.
Right.
And now as an adult watching it, I'm like, well, this teaches young girls all the wrong things. But also some of the right things. Uh-huh. So...
Yeah, all right. As the episode, I think it's... The idea of it is kind of a neat idea. I like the fact that he has to prove himself before he goes to the gym battle, and then he fights the gym. As for the whole love triangle V, whatever you want to call it, was it really important? No, but...
No, since nothing ever came of the whole Misty Ash plotline.
Right, so it's not that important. But, you know, for fans that probably are, like, sitting there going, I can't wait to see Misty and Ash together.
All the poker shippers.
So I found out that there's different names for them,
yes,
too.
Yes, there is, yes.
And apparently the only one I remember is Ash and Dawn is Pearl shipping.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, I know Misty and Ash are Poké shippers.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, growing up, you know, I could see both of them together.
Oh,
don't. But I kind of like how they kind of just kind of parted, and it was just kind of like, okay. Here's your bike. Sorry about, you know, not giving your bike anytime soon. And sorry that we went on
all these adventures
and never got you this. But here you go. You know, I like the little ending to Misty and Ashes. Misty does come back a couple of times. You know, she comes back in a Pokemon movie, direct to TV Pokemon movie, yes, called, was it Masters of the, Shadow Pokemon, or Mirage Pokemon, that's it, Mirage Pokemon. She comes back, and that's the first time we've seen Misty, you know, and of course she does come back in, like, Diamond and Pearl, and we see her again and again and again, and, I know that there's a lot of fans out there who love Misty, and, kind of wish, I tell you the truth, I do like Misty. Out of all the companions that Ash has, I like Misty because, for me, she seems a little bit more of a real person instead of a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, she's not a trope.
Right. Although I am kind of enjoying Dawn so far. I've been going through Diamond and Pearl, and I love the fact that in Diamond and Pearl, Dawn is the main character. Like, Ash and Brock are kind of the secondaries, and Dawn is the main character. You don't even see Ash until the very, very end of the first episode. You know, it's all about Dawn. And, you know, we see Dawn as she grows through the season. So I'm enjoying Dawn right now. Serena, she's all right. I mean, literally, she's the first of the female companions where literally they're just like, well, she likes him. You know, it's not like Misty where it's like, maybe she does, it's kind maybe of implying, she does, maybe not she much. Doesn't really know. You know, I never really saw a, for me anyways, I never really saw
I didn't really watch the anime at that point.
Dawn, I know that there's poker shippers out there, and I'm sorry if I'm offending you, but I don't really see any kind of love relationship between them. And then, of course, Iris.
Poker shippers is Misty and Ash, darling. Pearl shippers is...
Pearl shippers, I'm sorry. For all the pearl shippers out there, I do not mean to offend, but I just don't see it.
Ship it, it's okay. We all ship different things.
It's
all
right. I'm not saying it's bad if you do. If you like it, great, awesome. I just don't see it. But, you know, this Serena and Ash thing, I think that that's probably what the writers are going to go becoming with. Canon. Right.
It's about time Ash had a girlfriend.
So,
but not really, except because, you know, there's really no time anyway. But anyway.
And he's still 10 years old.
Anywho, but yeah, this was an okay episode.
Yeah, I mean, except for the romantic element, I thought the episode was alright.
Yeah, I thought it was a decent episode. It was just the throw-in with Rudy being, you know, a pushy pushover. I'm like, alright, dude.
Yeah, he wasn't...
Your jets, man.
Alright, he wasn't a pushover. He wasn't a jerk, necessarily. No, he was a very pushy, honorable person.
He was. I mean, he admitted to when he lost, which was good.
Yeah, and he admitted to when he lost, both in the match and also for Misty's affection.
Yes. So, also, that'd be a lesson to you out there, people. If someone doesn't like you, that sucks. Uh-huh. They don't like you like that.
Right.
It's gotta kind of move on, I'm over it. They're not doing it to hurt you. They don't like you like that. They don't like you like that.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. It does hurt. Don't
oh, yeah, totally. It totally hurts. I mean, we've all been there, but... Right. You can't fault somebody for how they feel. Just like how they can't fault you for how you feel, you can't fault them for how they feel.
Right. And that's, I think that's kind of an interesting thing to put in a Pokemon episode for kids, you know?
I do respect that episode for that.
Yeah.
The Learning Corner.
As a whole, I mean, being our first gym battle in a long time, it's kind of like, well, okay.
This episode's more about Misty than it is about the gym battle.
Right. So I'm a little disappointed, but at the same time, it wasn't a terrible episode.
Nah.
They did not need to have Team Rocket in it.
No. But Team Rocket has to be in every episode, let's
they
be honest.
They have to be in everything. So anyways. Well, I want to thank Sayako so much for joining me for these last two episodes. I know I didn't say it last episode, but I wanted to make sure I said it in this episode. Thank you so much for coming again.
Hey, it's always so much fun to come.
Right. And if they ever want to come back, you're more than welcome to come back.
Oh, wait. I know. I'm a phone call away.
We all like Pokemon. We all like Pokemon.
We all live in a Pokemon world. Pokemon. Oh, the greatest master of them all. You're welcome. All
right.
You're welcome.
But we all love Pokemon, and it's really fun to have you here and have you talk about Pokemon. So. thank you for coming again.
Always.
And I will definitely have you come over at some point again, not just a Misty episode. But I know you love Misty, so anytime.
I get it. I'm the token girl. I'm the token girl in this. I get it. I understand.
But, you know, I don't fault you because she's not a bad character either. So. Anyways, so.
Well, really, they're all bad characters, but.
But this is a kid's show, so you can't really fault them for that. Yeah. So, anyways, if you want to get a hold of us and let us know what you think about this episode, if you're a Pokemon shipper and you want to throw some more fire on here, or if you're just a fan of the show and you want to talk about this episode, please reply. Let us know what you think, and we'll definitely put your replies on the podcast. We are part of the Arcade Archives Network, thearcadearchives.com, thearcadearchives.com. You can go on that website. If you're listening to this on the website, there's a place for you to comment. Other on the top right of the post, there is a little word bubble that you can click on and you can write a comment. Or if you're clicked on the actual post, you can go down to the bottom and there's a place for you to comment as well. If you are listening to this on YouTube, thank you for listening to this on YouTube. But we want to hear from you as well, so make sure you comment below and make sure you subscribe to the channel that this is on. So that way we can get this out to more people and share this out. If you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you give us as many stars as you feel that we need. But please make sure you comment, because we want to know exactly what your thoughts are about this podcast. So please help us with that. And don't forget our website, thearcadearchives.com. It's our virtual arcade. It's our virtual arcade at the web where everyone can hang out and have fun and talk about things that they love. Where you can also find web comics like my comic Tales from the Game Grid. You can also find podcasts like the Electric Circus. Our brand new podcast, which is the Nintendo News with Nintendo Dudes. Also, of course, my other podcast, which is Cartoon Connoisseur Theater, where we talk about all things cartoons, not just Pokemon. But apparently we do talk about Pokemon, so, you know.
I mean Pokemon,
so, you know. All right, so I think that's pretty much it. That covers, don't forget Instagram and Twitter as well. Instagram, we're on the Arcade Archives Network, and on Instagram, we Arcade A Network. Our next episode is going to be an episode that I'm actually slightly excited about, because I kind of remember this from when I was a kid. But this is called Bound for Trouble, where Pikachu and Meowth get clamped together and have to survive.
Ooh, dun, dun, dun.
So we're going to find this out and see how Meowth survives his little ordeal with Pikachu, and how Pikachu survives being with Meowth, because that is torment in itself.
Ouch.
Oh, sorry. I love Meowth, so don't worry about it. I only kid. But anyways, so now we leave you with a clip from Bound for Trouble. And thank you guys so much for listening. Best wishes, everyone!
Bye!
We finally got ya! With these, we don't get chopped. And with this, you don't get away.
You two are stuck together.
From now on, wherever Meowth goes, Pikachu goes.
Like my shadow.
Let's take Pikachu straight to the bar.
Up, up, and away!
Huh?
My shock protectors! Just my luck, as soon as I catch you, I wind up getting caught by a giant Pidgeot. I bet this thing is taking us back to its nest for a tasty little lunch, and I don't mean as gas. Can't you do something, Pikachu? Not me, the Pidgeot. Oh no, I'm not gonna be the one to break your fall, Pikachu! Oh! Why am I always the undercat? What?
You are listening to a podcast on the Arcade Archives Network. If you like what you just heard, visit our website at arcadearchives.com, where you can check out our audio podcasts, articles, and announcements of upcoming events. You can also email us at arcadearchivesnetwork@gmail.com. You can also go to iTunes and download not just this podcast, but our other ones as well. And be sure to leave us 5-star reviews too while you're at it. So until next time, keep playing with power, because there are no limits.
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.